Hi, this is a dictation for Devon, Washington. D like Detroit, A-V, H like Harry, O-N. Devon, last name Washington, Washington. Date of birth is 1/16/1979. Date of accident is 6/12/2025. And date of service as a new patient is 7/10/2025. Chief complaints are the patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian, leading to severe pain in the lower back, shooting down to the right leg, pain in the numbness in the right hand, chest pain, dull, as well as pain in the left knee, eye pain, hand pain, and fingers pain. Right foot also has been reported. He also has a damage to the fourth ring finger, which cannot bend. The flexion is not possible, as well as the right, left fourth finger and right fifth finger. He was found to have a torn medial collateral ligament of the left knee due to this accident. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was a pedestrian on Linden and Cherry Lawn in West Detroit at around 2:30 a.m. when he was partying with the girls, and he was walking to his home at a pedestrian. He was standing in front of the house where the party was going on. It was not his house. There was an altercation of the people, and he jumped, saved himself onto the street. It was a Linden Road. A car came from West Cherry Lawn to Linden and hit him from his side. The impact caused him flying in the air, as well as he landed on his buttock, came down to both hands, banged his head also, though there was no laceration, fracture, or abrasions. The patient reported that the police did not arrive. Ambulance did not come at the scene, and it was a hit and run accident. He passed out for a few minutes, and he noticed that it was a sports car, an old kind. History of the presenting illness: patient is reporting headaches, which is in the front, back, right temple, and he has a severe. The headaches are severe on a scale of 1 to 10. They are almost 8. And they are infrequent, off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, associated with nausea. The symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision fields. It denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. He did not go to any emergency room either after the accident. He further denies any subtle anesthesia. He has no sleep disturbance. He has moderate anxiety and panic, but no weakness, lightheadedness. Numbness and tingling is reported to the right hand and right foot. Difficulty walking slightly due to the pain in the knee on the left side. No incontinence of the bowel or urine. Regarding the pain, patient has a dull pain in the chest, in the near the sternum, middle part of it, but no fracture or laceration are noticed, no fractured ribs. No pain in the neck, middle back is reported. Lower back pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 and is radiating to right leg posteriorly in S1 and S2 dermatome fashion. off and on, affecting the foot and the all the toes. He also reports of numbness and tingling of all the five fingers of the right hand. In addition, patient has problem in closing the wrist, especially due to the fourth ring finger on the left and the right fifth finger on the right are have a problem with the tendons of flexion. He's on tridodone 50 milligram. He also reported that he was informed that he has a torn medial collateral ligaments in the left leg, causing the pain. These pains are several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, heavy, tiring, and they vary from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9 to 10. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and improved by medications. Associated numbness and tingling, pins and needles are reported in the right hand, right foot. Associated with muscle weakness of the right leg. Patient denies having any X-rays or any MRI, CT scan, or any other treatment. Please review the record for system review. None is positive. In the history of pathological history, he was stabbed into the eye, and he was operated in the Crestview Eye Hospital. They removed the eyeball, and stitches of inside the eyeball were provided in 2023. At Crestview Hospital in Detroit. Allergies, none are reported. Please review the records for the family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal history. ADLs. Physical examination. Is as follows. The patient is a 46-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutritional, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'9", weight is 190, and 46-year-old. The blood pressure is 142/99, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. And he's sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, but appears to be more anxious. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, which is normal. Musculature examination. The trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscle are in spasm along with paravertebral muscles T5 to L5. Severe spasm in several trigger points. Other muscles are okay. All other muscles have a normal tone, bulk, and contraction without any clonus fasciculation or abnormal tremors. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The cervical spine is completely, first of all, on inspection and palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Hypertonicity, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in T5 to L5 bilaterally, more on the left side. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and rotation is 18. Lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman signs, Perling sign, Lermit test, and destruction test are completely negative. Protoal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test, slump test are completely negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. And Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Bregar test is negative. TLR is positive. SI joints are non-tender. However, the favor test and destruction test and the compression test, Gonsalon test are all positive bilaterally. The extremities examination is recorded as follows, except for the left knee, rest of the exam is completely normal. In the left knee, medial collateral ligament was found to be tender and there was an increased flexibility. Otherwise, knee appeared to be normally appearing with no scar, erythematism, and no other swelling, no crepitus branding or popping noise. Range of motion of the cervical of the left knee is completely normal. And valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is not present. McMurray sign and Steinman is not positive. Patellar apprehension positive. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXD, R26.89. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.1. In the nerves, M79.2. Muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, M79.1. Ligaments, M54.0. Chest, there is a blunt chest trauma to the sternal area, midpoint of the chest. In the hand, there is a pain in the right hand. Possible carpal tunnel syndrome, G56.01. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. In the SI joint, M46.1. S33.5 XXL. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy was ordered 2 times a week, including the lower back and the left knee, with traction, massage, aquatherapy. And disability patient remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. An injection to the left knee intra-articular as well as to the left medial collateral ligament was advised. Patient wanted. Patient signed the agreement and it was done at the end of the visit. Medications are provided. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 7 days for 14 days for patient to help with the pain. In addition, meds were reviewed and he was also provided with naproxen 500 twice a day. A-level 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Flexeril 10 milligram at night after 30 days was also provided. An MRI of the left knee and the lumbar spine was ordered to identify the issues or identify the pathology, and also cervical spine was also ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry. Patient is having anxiety and panic, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. International pain procedure, we recommend to do a knee injection intra-articular as well as medial collateral ligament which is found to be injured. There is a small joint fluid in the knee. Possible cruciate ligament injuries. Surgical options, none for now. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted, but we'll keep an eye if the symptoms persist for TBI, patient will have a MRI. Provision of attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records are not existing. Investigation. An MRI for left knee and the lumbar and cervical spine was ordered, DMEs. The patient is provided already with a knee brace and a back brace. Education is yes. Follow-up visit, yes. And direct contact, yes. Patient will be seen in 7 days' time. Thank you.